We give glory
Blog
to
Talk
our
Radio.
God. Adoration, adoration to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Jesus power, super power, super power, super power, power, every other power, powerless power, but Jesus power, super 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 power, Jesus power. Power, Jesus power, he's super power. Every other power, powerless power. Every other power, he's powerless power. But Jesus power, super power. Super power, super power, super power. Every other power, powerless power. Jesus power, he powerless power, but Jesus power, super 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 power. Hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus is Lord over the whole earth. Yes, today we're going to be talking about understanding God's perfect will for your life, which we started yesterday. We're going to continue even to tomorrow night. There's so much here in this topic because it's very relevant that we know what God wants us to do. Not just doing anything, you know, you just felt like doing anything, and so you are just doing anything you thought you should be doing. It is very important that we know what God wants us to do. Today, we shall be looking at practical examples of people whose lives were set apart for definite purposes. Of course, you didn't come into this world just to exist or just to hang around and then leave this earth like a cockroach or lizard. Or there is a definite purpose why God brought you to this world, and we need to discover it and fit into God's plan and do what God really wants us to do, because that's what brings the blessing. Jesus Christ was not just born just like that. It was already prophesied in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 30 through 35. Say, Mary, thou art highly favored. Through you a son shall be born that saves his people from their sins. His name shall be called Jesus, Savior of the world. Mary was privileged to receive that message. And that message came from the angel, preparing the way for the coming of Jesus Christ to be born. So, and if you look at that passage in Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 35, it made it clear that Jesus was coming to be a savior of the world. He was coming to redeem the world. He was coming for very definite purposes. And he was going to live exactly how it was predicted. Now, the Bible is full of practical examples like this of people who were on special assignments to planet Earth. You didn't just come into planet Earth, but you are here for definite purposes, and those purposes must be fulfilled. John the Baptist In Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 17, it was also spoken of John the Baptist, that he will come in the spirit of Elijah. He will be born. He will be a prophet. He will lead the people to righteousness. Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 17. It was spelled out what he was coming to do. Men on mission. Oh yeah, we are men on mission. We are on mission to planet Earth. We didn't just arrive planet Earth. We are here for a definite purpose. Yesterday we were talking about yes, everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. You are all welcome to join, to come and join in this fellowship. God bless you. God bless you from all over the world. Everyone is welcome in Jesus' name. You didn't just come into this world by mistake. You came into this world. God created you. And you are in this world for a definite purpose. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, God was speaking to Moses. He said, Moses, I've heard the cries of my people. I've seen them suffering under Pharaoh. I have come to deliver them. I have come to deliver them and set them free. I'm going to use you, Moses. I'm going to send you to Pharaoh to talk about deliverance for those people. And I want to use you as a vessel for the deliverance. You find that in Exodus chapter 3 from verse 7 to 10. God has answered the prayers of the Israelites. They were in Egyptian captivity under Pharaoh for 430 years. They were suffering, they were dying, they were being killed. But God has come to their rescue through Moses. Now, before Moses was born, in the house of Pharaoh, in the palace of Pharaoh of Egypt, there are astrologers, sorcerers, soothsayers, magicians. They are able to pry into the future. And they are able to look at the future events. And they are able to tell the future the same way a prophet will talk, the same way the angel of God came to deliver the message. You know, these people, they are able to pry into the future and talk about the future and the things that are going to come. So Pharaoh was already informed that a deliverer shall be born in the camp of the Israelites. He's going to come and deliver the Israelites from these 430 years of captivity. Pharaoh was very angry with this. Pharaoh was angry, and he decided to kill all the little children. But God, in his infinite mercy, spared Moses, and Moses was brought into the house of Pharaoh by his daughter. And Pharaoh grew up, Moses grew up in Pharaoh's palace for 40 years. He was in the house of Pharaoh, where he learned everything about the Egyptians, their culture, their tradition, their way of life, and everything about them. We're talking about understanding God's purpose, God's will, God's plans, God's reason for your life. Yesterday, we talked about the Apostle Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus. He used to be called Saul of Tarsus. But on his way to Damascus, in Acts Apostle chapter 9, he met with destiny. He met with destiny. Hey, may you meet with destiny. Everyone hearing this word of God today, may you meet the supernatural divine destiny of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There was divine encounter with the Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus in Acts Apostle chapter 9 from verse 6. Apostle Paul asked a question. He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do now that I'm arrested by the Holy Spirit? What is the next step to take? God gave him instructions, and Ananias came and delivered the message of God. Saul of Tarsus, listen, you are no longer Saul of Tarsus. You are the Apostle Paul. You are the apostle to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentile nations. It was spelled out clear. From that point on, his life was turned around. No more killing of Christians, no more persecuting the church. He was now going to preach the same gospel he persecuted. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you didn't know what God wants you to do, and so you are doing just about anything you think you should do. And that is what Apostle Paul was doing. He didn't know what God wants him to do. So he was killing Christians. The devil gave him an assignment. Satan gave him a job. John 10:10. Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life more abundant. Because Apostle Paul did not know what to do, he had no clear vision of God's calling and God's divine plans and purposes for his life, the devil gave him a job to do. I pray that none of you hearing this word today, Satan will not give you jobs to do. Satan will not give you assignments. You will not represent the devil here on earth. You will do what God wants you to do. You will be a vessel of honor in the hand of God. You will be an instrument that God will use for his own purpose. And then I told you yesterday that there is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. If God is not there, if the Holy Spirit is not there, if Jesus is not there, the devil will be there. There's no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. So when Saul of Tarsus didn't know Jesus, didn't have Christ, the devil occupied his life and gave him an assignment. What was the assignment? Killing of Christians, persecuting the church, destroying of churches, and he led to the killing of Stephen, the stone Stephen to death in Acts chapter 8. Now he was going to Damascus to continue the killing of Christians. This is what happens when people don't know what God wants them to do in life. They find themselves doing all kind of stuff. In Jeremiah chapter 1, from verse 3 to 10, God told Jeremiah, he said, you were in your mother's womb when I formed you. I ordained you, anointed you a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah chapter 1. Can you imagine in the womb, say you were still in your mother's womb. When I called you, I formed you, I ordained you, I anointed you a prophet to the nations. That's divine destiny. See, his purpose was stated. What he was going to do was stated. God himself was speaking. This is what it's going to be. And you can't change it. God is unchanging changer. And so Jeremiah lived to fulfill that calling of a prophetic ministry, a prophetic minister. He lived to fulfill it because that was his destiny. That was what God was sending him to do. And that is what he was going to do. My prayer for you today is that you will locate your callings, your ministries, your giftings, your talents, your abilities, and know what God has put in you to do. Do you know how many people have gifts? They have talents, ability to sing, ability to preach, ability to do a lot of things, even in sports, in various careers, and different types of gifts, talents, and abilities. If you don't discover what God has placed in you, that will be a blessing to you, you are going to miss a lot. I remember I was listening to the story of Bill Gates. Bill Gates testified, he said, he was not a very clever academic student. He was not very intelligent when it comes to academic, you know, books, studying of books and all those things. He was not very, very excellent. But his father discovered that he has interest in computers. So his father developed him along that line. If he is the same thing, you need to know what is in you. See, what's in you that can bless the world and can bless you, the various giftings and the talents, special abilities. Look at it, people like Daniel in the Bible, people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, people like Joseph, for instance. What Joseph did was he only interpreted a dream. Most Joseph, even in the prison, interpreted dreams, and the people interpreted dreams for went to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh that there is a boy in the prison. He's interpreting dreams and he's very accurate. Let's call the boy. Let him interpret the dreams of Pharaoh. And so they brought Joseph out of the prison to the palace. And Joseph performed excellently. He was able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh. Pharaoh, your dreams are the same. Seven fat cattle came out of the Nile. Seven fat cattle came out of River Nile. And then another seven slim cattle came out of River Nile. Then he goes, he says, the seven slim cattle ate up the seven fat cows. And then he interpreted it. He says, there's going to be 7 years of plenty. In this land of Egypt, there's going to be 7 years of plenty. There will be so much food and everything will be in place. After the 7 years of plenty, there's going to be another 7 years of hunger and famine. Now, during the 7 years of plenty, store enough food that will take you through the 7 years of famine that is to follow. King Pharaoh said, oh, we got the answer. We got the answer. Joseph, you are the prime minister of Egypt. You are not going back to the prison. In this palace, you got your own palace. Everything is there for you. You know, gifts and talents and special abilities. Want to talk about Daniel? Daniel was like that too. The book of Daniel. Daniel interpreted dreams for Nebuchadnezzar. And he was shocked that this little boy, the Hebrew boy, with the anointing of God upon his life, when the spirit and the power of God was able to interpret dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar. And then I want to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was the same story. See, you need to discover what God has put in you, what God has given to you, what gifts and callings and, you know, talents. And you think people just do things? It says this person is a fast runner. He goes to Olympics and he defeated all the competitors and won the gold and won gold. Another person is a footballer. You think people just become footballers? People just become boxers and become world champion? There are people who are talented in various fields and in various areas of life. You need to discover your own giftings and your own talents. This is very, very important. I met people who sang. Everybody is singing, but somebody sang. And everybody said, wait a minute, bring that person here. I want to see that person who sang. And then, but everybody I just sang. He said, no, this person's singing is different. The singing this person is singing is a different type of singing. See? But everybody sang. One person singing is different. You know, he said, this is Michael Jackson. This is James Brown. And all these people, Jimmy Cliff. You think they just started singing? Some of these things are gifts and talents, special abilities that God has put in people. The earlier you discover what God has put in you, the better. So God has special reasons, special purposes, special programs for people, special callings. And when you discover your calling, you need to fit into that calling. You need to fit into that field and that specialty. And let God use you along that line. Even in marriage, you don't just marry anyhow. What has God given to you? Who has God given to you? Have you prayed God to give you what he has for you? How about jobs and businesses and professions, career? God might be leading you into certain fields for definite purposes. Engineering, medicine, doctors and nursing, pharmacy, and so on and so forth. You think people just go into those things? There are people God has blessed with special wisdom and abilities to perform in certain areas of life. And when they are doing these things, you'll be surprised. What? The high jump. The person can jump through those meters. Another person cannot do that. Mathematics. And then this person has mathematics up to PhD level. You think you just know mathematics? Mathematics is a difficult subject, but some people are fair areas. And if you want to go and compete with those people, that would be the area God has given them the wisdom, the ability. Okay, they say this is King Solomon. Because in the days of Solomon, the Bible says that God gave him wisdom and understanding to the point where he excelled above all the kings of the earth. Solomon became more excellent than all the kings of the earth. Solomon won the hearts of people. And of all the kings of the earth, there was no king like Solomon. You know, because God granted him wisdom, understanding, you know, to be able to see. Those are special gifts and talents and special abilities. My prayer for you today is that God will impart those gifts to you, the anointings and the gifts and the callings, special abilities, special wisdom, special knowledge and understanding to be able to to do things, especially at a cell in those various fields and various disciplines. And a cell is about excellence. God is an excellent God. So when he gives you gifts and talents, he wants you to excel in those areas. The number one thing is to discover what God has for us. And how do you discover it? You pray God to lead you into what he has for you. Oh, there are types of jobs. There are types of businesses. There are types of professions, career. There are areas you go into. You see people excel in justice. Take, for instance, this thing like people who make fun and make people laugh, like the Cosby, the Jeffersons, Sanford and Sons. You know, they can make drama, they can act drama and act scenes and act all these things and see everybody will be laughing and everybody is enjoying. People pay good fees, pay money to come and watch them. Do all those things. See, they are not just doing it. You may think that it's the training. Well, the training is part of it, but most of these things are special giftings and talents and special abilities God has given to human beings to operate with. Because if you look at it, not everybody can do those things. There are people who can do those things and excel in those fields. So it's a matter of you discovering what God has put in you. In the book of Judges, Judges chapter 13 from verses 1 to 25, book of Judges, Judges chapter 13 from verse 1 to 25, you see the story of Samson. Before Samson was born, the angel came to deliver a message to Manoah and the wife. They had no children. They were barren. But God just gave them Samson as a son. And the angel came to deliver the message. He said, you shall have a son. His name shall be called Samson. He shall be a Nazarite. You will not cut his hair. You leave his hair. Don't cut the hair. And don't give him wine. And the angel described how Samson was going to live. He's going to be a person of power. And God was going to use him to deliver Israel from the Philistines. See, Samson's life was already laid down. And that is how, there are many examples like that in the Bible. He said destiny and predestination. God has already laid down their lives, how it is followed. See, this is Samson. Samson is going to be born into the family of Manoah. And he's going to be a Nazarite. You don't cut his hair. You're going to leave those hair like that. You don't give him wine to drink. And the angel specified everything. He's going to be a great deliverer. He's going to deliver Israel from the Philistines. You see, his life was already programmed. And God was already talking about it. And so something came into this world, was born, and he lived exactly like that. Which means you are not in this world just because you want to come. There is a definite reason why you are here on earth. There is a specific divine reason and purpose why you are here on planet Earth. You are not on planet Earth just for fun. You are on mission to planet Earth. And this is very important. because a lot of people think that they are just in this world, just moving around, just walking around. They don't know their purpose for living, just drifting around. They have not identified their callings and their giftings and what God really wants them to do, the assignments, you know, the reason why God brought them to this world. They don't care. So they live recklessly, drink and do all kind of stuff until they die and leave this earth unfulfilled. Wasted life. Wasted. Nothing to show for it. Nobody's going to remember them for anything. I remember somewhere in the book of Acts of Apostles where we were reading about Dorcas. Dorcas was known for making clothes for poor people and helping the poor and ministering to those in need. The homeless, those who don't have food, they don't have clothes to wear. Dorcas will make clothes and go and give to them. The whole community knows her for doing that. That's her gifting. That's her calling. That's the area she belongs. One day, she died. You know, unexpectedly, she just died. And the people were all regretting the book of Acts of Apostles. And while they were crying, they were remembering how Dorcas was so good. Dorcas was so good. Oh, Dorcas. Oh, no, Dorcas. While they were doing that, somebody said, wait a minute. I understand that Apostle Peter is very nearby. Let's call him to pray for Dorcas before, if ever I want to make some burial arrangements and so on. So they called the Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter came and he prayed for her and she came back to life. See, her good works have spoken for her. Her good works have spoken for her. This is what it is. I want to ask you a question today. Have you been able to identify your calling and your giftings? And have you been able to know what God wants you to do? Because you can't just be in this world, you know, just drifting around, just moving around, just walking around, just like that. Oh, God, have mercy. Somebody is in this world and he's just moving around, just drifting around, just, you know, floating around, no purpose, no plans, no arrangement, nothing, just moving about like that. And the life, everything will just be like that and then just like that. Nothing is accomplished, nothing is done. Nothing has been done anywhere for anything. There is nothing to remember. That is all. God have mercy. Hey, you will not be like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody hearing this message will be like that. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be wasted in this life. Hey, you will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are on planet Earth for a definite purpose. That purpose must be fulfilled. You must fulfill your calling. The reason God brought you to this world shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil will not make you a useless person. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will make you a vessel of honor. An instrument in the hand of God. You will be the elder of today who will pray prayers that will bring deliverance to a whole nation. You will be the Moses of today who will lead the people out of captivity. You will be the Apostle Paul of today who will preach the gospel to every nation. God has called you for a very, very purpose. That he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I tell you, this is very important. We are going to pray. But thank God we have our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelista Lion Kalawa. She's going to share whatever God has placed in her heart. And then we shall pray over this matter. God, why am I here on earth? Am I here on earth, you know, just to move around, just to float around, no purpose, no reason, just to exist and then leave this earth unfulfilled? Apostle Paul said, I have run the race. I have finished the race. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. There is a crown of righteousness. When you have fulfilled your calling, when you have done what God wants you to do on planet Earth, you will be able to say like the Apostle Paul, I have run the race. I have finished my course. I'm going away. I have done everything I'm supposed to do on earth. I have led souls to Jesus. I have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have opened churches. I have done the will of God. There is left for me the crown of righteousness. I'm going away. See, may that be your story. In the name of Jesus, you will not be a wasted person, wasted life, wasted years. No. God is not going to let you be that way in the name of Jesus Christ. You must be fulfilled. Your life and ministry must be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen and amen. So, Mama, you are welcome. How are you doing today?
Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yeah, is the family, everybody doing good?
We are all okay, sir. Thank you, Lord, sir.
Amen. So, over to you now. You're going to share with us whatever God has placed in your heart for the people.
Mm-hmm. Finding the Lord's will.
Yes.
Finding the Lord's will. God's will. God's will for your life, the perfect will of God for all our lives. The Christian is one who has renounced his own will. We must renounce our own will and submit to the will of God for our lives in all we do. The problem that faces every Christian is how to ascertain the will of God. The life of Jesus Christ on earth is a perfect illustration of conformity to God's will. Jesus Christ came to earth to fulfill God's will. We too, we've come to earth, we must fulfill God's will. Jesus was assigned to a specific task to perform on earth. So are we. So is each Christian. Is similarly assigned a special task. It is your responsibility and mine to learn from the Lord the plan for our lives. Learning from the Lord the plan for our lives is what they call finding the Lord's will.
Yeah.
God has a plan for every life. We are the Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. God has ordained certain specific tasks, work for which for individual Christian. We must run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yes.
Different ways for each one of us. Paul could say, I finished my course. He fulfilled his ministry. All of us too must fulfill our ministry. And his work was completed. We too must complete our work. Jesus said, I completed my Father's work. Acts 22, verse 14. God of our fathers has chosen us that we should know his will. God wanted Paul to know the Lord's will. You too must know the Lord's will. God's plan for you is very personal. It is just for you. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. God's plan for our life is very detailed. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
God doesn't always reveal the distant future, but step by step. Everything we do must be step by step. God's plan is continuous in our life. Isaiah 58 verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. God's guidance continually is what they call the God's will. Isaiah 30:21, and thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. We have to be walking with Jesus. We have to be walking with Jesus as those two disciples were walking with Jesus on the way to Emmaus, not even knowing they are walking with Jesus. The Lord guides by His Spirit through the Word. The Word of God is God's will, and we must make sure we read the Word of God on a daily basis. God wants us to inquire about His plan. We don't do anything. We have to inquire before doing anything. You can see in 1 Samuel 30, David asked to inquire from the Lord. Should I pursue? Should I follow? Should I overcome? And God answers, pursue and overtake and recover. Psalm 143 verse 6, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. We don't know the way we should walk. God wants us to be much in prayer for daily details. That's what they call will of God. I repeat that. God wants us to be much in prayer for daily details. Daily details.
Yes.
A day is a very long time. A day. From morning to night is a very long time. The will of God is always good, acceptable, and perfect for we believers. Romans 12:2, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes.
God's will is very important for every life. Selfish and stubborn ways to do our own planning. This is a tragic mistake to be avoided. We are incapable of planning our own life. Jeremiah 10:23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh to direct his step. Only God knows the future, and He is the one capable of choosing our vocation for us. Separation from sin unto holiness. For this is the will of God for us, if you want to do His will. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Sanctification. God is holy, and it is in His will that we be like Him and be holy. Prayer and thanksgiving are always God's will for us on a daily basis. That is what can make us happy. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, pray without ceasing. That's the will of God. And in everything, give thanks. Give thanks. That's the will of God. Doing good deeds is always God's will. 1 Peter 2:15, for so is the will of God that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish men. conditions of guidance of doing the will of God, trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, He will guide you. Guidance is only for the believer. God's plan for the unsaved consists of one point: believe and be saved. Before you can do the will of God, you must believe and be saved. You must be born again. Without being born again, it's difficult to do the will of God. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Psalm 37:4. Be he that willing to know the will and obey. Always commit your way unto the Lord. Psalm 37:5. You must have complete faith in him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37:7. God promises to guide, but not necessarily to reveal his will the same day that you request for it. Surrender to the will of God. You must be willing to obey his will. Romans 12:1-2. Separation from the world and all known sins. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be separation from the world is remaining in the will of God. It was the spiritual mindlessness, the name of our mind. Your mind is tuned with the Lord. Our mind must be tuned with the Lord in spirit to hear the still small voice. God is sovereign, does not work according to a set pattern, for he deals with each person differently. Sometimes God reveals his way through opportunities, circumstances, the wish of parents, the advice of friends, the evaluation of one's own abilities. God often guides through verses of the scripture that speak loudly to us. Don't close your eyes and point at a random verse. God does not act haphazardly. Saturate yourself with the word of God, that the Lord can bring various portions to your mind. God's will is never contrary to the Bible. Therefore, know the word. Inner conviction that is given by the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that a certain person is a child of God, and that a certain course of action is good, right, or wrong. Holy Spirit tells us that. Is it the voice of my own desire? Is it the voice of your own desire? As it is what God wants us to do. It's what God wants us to do, and desire of our own desire. The Holy Ghost says, separate me from Barnabas and Saul. The Holy Spirit has been given for the purpose of guidance in our life. John 16:13. Howbeit, when the Holy Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. Circumstances.
Yes.
God by circumstances closes one door and opens another. Nothing happens to the child of God by accident. Each item is planned by the Father. We accept the circumstances as guideposts, the direction of his leading. In driving the red light, are equally valuable for guidance as the green light. God sometimes guides us by vision. Acts 16:9-10, come over into Macedonia and help us. God does not use this method very often today. He has various ways of guidance. You only need light for one step at a time. Obey the light that God has already given you. He will give you further light. Remember that God wants to give you both master plan and minute details in your life. Wait patiently on Him, and He will reveal them day by day. Revelation is what they call the reveal of God for us in our life. Never we go back on God's guidance. Never we go back on God's guidance. When the word of God, the impulse of the Holy Spirit in our heart, and the outward circumstances are in harmony, then we are confused. We are convinced that we are acting in according to the will of God. Surrender your own will. Have no definite choice in the matter. Be absolutely neutral. Seek the Spirit of God through Word of God. Pray for guidance and wait on God. May God bless the teaching of His word. Father, I thank You. I give You glory. I give You honor. I magnify Your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we are going to pray that the will of God be done in our various lives. The will of God be done. The will of God is God's mind. The will of God is God's plan. The will of God is God's purpose for your life. And it needs to be fulfilled. We're going to pray right now that God will help us to find His will. Yes, shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Everybody, join us in the prayer.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Let will be done in
hallelujah,
the
Lord. Help us to find
in
your will, your purpose for living.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to discover your plans for us, Lord. Your purpose, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Hey, Rabbi. Yes, Lord, help us to fulfill your purpose for us, Lord. Yes, Lord, help us to discover your will, your plan, your purpose for us, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do what you want us to do. Help us to fulfill your calling upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We cannot miss you, Lord, by your special grace. We cannot miss your calling upon us, Lord. We cannot miss it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Immediately, Rabbi Fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Life,
oh
God,
thank you, Jesus.
In our lives, and in my life, and the life of my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's also pray this prayer for others who are not here right now, our families, our friends, our well-wishers, our children, our husbands, our wives, our relations, that the will of God be done in their life. The will of the devil shall not be done. The will of Satan shall not be done. Yes, yeah, that you fulfill God's plans and purposes in their life. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Yes, Lord, we pray for everyone who has been a part of this broadcast. Pray for our families, our friends, our relations. Pray for our wives, our husbands, our brothers and sisters. We pray, God, that they will fulfill your purpose for their life, Lord. They will not live a reckless life, Lord. They will not just go through this earth like a cockroach or a lizard. God, you will walk through them. God, you will use them for that purpose for which you have created them. In the name of Jesus, they shall not live a wasted life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rakababa yabakababakada. Yandoro blo yandoro bo yandoro bo yandoro bo. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise, glory, and honor.
Life in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth. By your special grace, O God, make us doers of your words and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, God, we cannot miss your calling for us. God, we perfect that and concerned us. God, we shall be fulfilled like the Apostle Paul. God, the purpose for which you've made us shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. For your word that has come forth, let your word find a place in us. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We bound Satan and his demons, all principalities and powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places, all the forces, moving about seeking whom to devour. We bound them, we curse them, we destroy them. We rule them out of the way, we cast them away in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with us, Lord, and bless us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, I want to thank every one of you who participated in this program. We're going to have another session tomorrow by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. again. Then we'll be able to take up questions. Questions and answer section tomorrow also. About the same time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Call all your friends and everybody to join us because God is doing a new thing. The Lord bless you all and reward you all abundantly for being a part of this broadcast. I want to thank Mama Lawa for helping. Lord strengthen and uphold her and continue to bless her and her children and family. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, minister to your people and protect everyone with the blood of Jesus. Let your angels encamp around us. Lord, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The blood of Jesus shall begin to speak better things than the blood of Israel. The blood of Jesus avails for us. Our enemies shall see the blood and pass over us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. For answering our prayer, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Let's say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,
the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
be with us now and forever. For the goodness
and mercy shall follow us.
Mercy shall follow us. All the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of God forever and ever. Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, thank you, Mama. Your conviction was really necessary. We enjoyed that message. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
Jesus. Emmanuel, Emmanuel.